Simon Gimel deals with Levishas Begadim. And we began with the first halacha last time. Levishas Begadim Betznius. Putting on Begadim in a way that even if nobody's around, Hashem is still there. So to always be cognizant and aware of the fact that Kodesh Baruch is Moloch HaLaartz Kavoydai, it's consistent with the very first halacha. And that conducts our conduct, Api Halacha, and everything which we do. That's the guiding force of halacha. Halacha Beis. We do not follow in the chukos of the Ovdei Kochavim, try to make ourselves similar to them. Hence, you know, New Year's, we don't celebrate a day like today. That's why we're here learning Torah. Not the way that they dress, not the way that they make their hair. And the tzaddikim used to say that the lashon of the pasuk is don't go in the ways of the goyim. And again, it's not about what they do. It's not what yidden do. The first thing is look at what the goyim do, and then do the opposite of what they do. That says whatever the chukasim is, lo yiselecho. Whatever the chukas agoy is, lo yiselecho. That's the main thing, not to do with it. The nemar hisham alacham penti nakesh achareihem. To be careful, you shouldn't become attached and snatched by them. Not to wear their special clothes, which they would wear to portray themselves as sarim, dignitaries, or for gaiva. It goes so far, the Gemara says, that if they had special shoelaces, to stay away from them. And they have to be, Yidden should be different in that regard as well. If they would tie their shoelaces in a certain way, then Klai Yisrael should do it different. Or if it was a matter of color, that if they made theirs red, we'd make ours black. And black is particular. Something very humble about that color. Tznius. And then Aser Yisrael Lashanais. And that's the way to go. We don't veer from that. And a person should take this lesson and apply it in his life, where he is and in the time which he lives. That a malbush which is for Avodah Zarah. This is really a shaila in the postgame. Is the law of Leisech B'chukas Agai? Is it an inyan in Gaiva? Is it an inyan in Gayishkeit? Or is it an inyan Dafka in Avodah Zarah? If it's an inyan Avodah Zarah, then it becomes more Mekel. It's not going to be as shriach. We're talking about wearing certain begadim, which is something which has to do with religion. But it just has to do with gaivas agayim. It has to do with just a goyish look. Then it's much more broad, the yisr.
Yeah, but and yet we dress exactly like they do.
Then, huh?
Wearing a suit.
Right. In a chanami. That's why about chassidim, you know, they go the extra mile, in which case what they wear and the way that they dress and how they look is completely different. Ad kedekach that. And we're going to see in halacha soon when it comes to types of shirts which they wear, which have buttons, you know, but the goyish shirts...
Right or left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not only because of the goyim, that's also because of chesed over there.
Exactly. But most of the time, most of the time, the goyim, they do what they do because since they're mitzat ha-small, that's why their left is over right. That's why it is that way. So it usually matches up that the way that the Yidden will do it, and the way that the Goyim will do it will be consistent with their Shayrish. We come inside Yamin, which is Chesed. They come inside the small, so they're usually going to follow in accordance with their Shayrish. Hey David. So the Malbush, which is Asi for Yuhura and Pritzos, so something which is either Gaiva or relates to Pritzos. Stay away from those things. The malbush itself should be a malbush which reflects the qualities which we uphold, which is hachna and tznias, the opposite of yuhara and pritzas. Hachemina b'sifri, state medrash. Yid shouldn't say, because they go out looking like this with purple, I'm also going to wear purple. I mean, they shouldn't be setting the standards of fashion for us. Because they go out with klei zayin, I'll also go out. We shouldn't try to be looking to them for the standards. Shedvarim halalu divei shachetz v'gaiva hem v'lokei d'chelek Yaakov. So we shouldn't portray ourselves or dress in a way which reflects gaiva. Rather, ha'ladarkam lios tznuim v'anavim v'lifnos al rehavim. So any minhag or a chayk, we could be chayshish that there's a shemetz of goyishkeit, we shouldn't do it. Right? Like we said, when it comes to celebrating the goyisha yomtivs, it comes up more about Thanksgiving because there are many yidden who adopt and accept the idea of a Thanksgiving suda. Moshe has tshuvas on that. Is this a matter of v'chukasei and lo'yisei lecha? And he has guidelines, which if I remember correctly, Moshe says, that if a person makes it chayk v'layavar, then no matter what, that he will not miss a Thanksgiving dinner, then that's already b'chukasei and lo'yisei. I mean, a person has to be able to see, like, Pesach you're not going to miss, right? Even if it's not at a hotel program, you're not going to miss Pesach. And Sukkot, of course Sukkot. But if a person, Rav Moshe says, what's the standard? If you treat that Thanksgiving suda dinner, you take that Thanksgiving dinner as a suda, so then Rav Moshe says, be careful. There are other poskim, tzaddikim who said that it's off limits lagamre. I mean, Rav Hutter said it was forget about it. Not even once you could do it. Of course, Rav Soloveitchik used to send home his talmidim to go home for Thanksgiving dinner. So you see minakotza alakotza. Moshe's like somewhere in the middle, but there's really, I don't know if there's a way to observe New Year's. Maybe there's, you know, going out in the middle of the night and shooting up, you know, one of those cannons. Chveisnish. It's it's not something which we said was that b'chusein le'selechu. I don't know if it's mamash the iser, but the concept is that New Year's by Ayid is Rosh Hashanah. New Year's by Ayid is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Achveis. You know, if you're for Pesach, that's when we celebrate Neshama. That's when we celebrate how that is. So you have to realize that. You're celebrating New Year's. You're celebrating, it's a Goyish thing. It's
not, Europe is a huge Sylvester. Sylvester, it's a huge deal.
It's uh-huh. religious in Europe.
But it's Shurish is religious.
Here it's not.
No, here's not, yeah. No. So I remember when you were growing up, so we lived in Germany, went to Switzerland every winter for skiing, so it's like driving up to Boston. And gala dinners, I mean, dressed to, you know, black tie, dancing, and I mean, and huge deal.
It was a religious thing?
No, I don't. It may have been.
It started religious, though, because it's Yashka, right?
I'm sure it's a Russian Orthodox thing. They're very big with that. That church is very big with Sylvester. Uh-huh. It's like, even in Israel, they're celebrating. Like in the churches and everything. They go to church, it's like a whole mass. It's a whole
thing. Well, the Shoresh is that
midnight mass.
Thanksgiving is the birth of Yashka. Xmas is the birth of Yashka. And then New Year's is the birth of Yashka. So it's 8 days later. So, the Chassam Sofer says that there's a whole discussion about celebrating birthdays and postgame. You know, Paro had a birthday, so is that a raya that it's a Yiddish Azach? Is a raya it's a Goyish Azach? Anyways, we're not going to get into that discussion now. But interestingly, the Chassam Sofer says that a Yid shouldn't celebrate his birthday. If he wants to celebrate his birth, he should celebrate his bris. Because he becomes a full Yid when he has a bris. The fact that he came as Guf comes into the world, that's not such a big deal. But the fact that when you have a bris, your Neshama comes into the world, that's a big deal. Celebrate your bris day. So the Goyim, so they take both days from Yashka. They take his birthday, and then they take his bris day. But you see, because he's a Yid, so the new year begins with the bris day, not with the birthday. The bris day is the new year. That's what creates the chiddush. It's interesting. Not for now. V'chein loy, turning the page, lo yagalach, not to shave our heads, beards in a way, v'ligal Osiris, or to grow our hairs in a way, reshuk imayhem, not to follow their hairstyles. Alehim luvdol mayhem. The bort is, like we said before, just to be different. And we find there are times that if Yidden start doing something in a certain way, and then the Goyish copy that, so that's grounds for us to change it. I mean, even if there are reasons and panemias why we would do it, it overrides, meaning this chashash of Leis Eschatimam and the Goyim and the Chukas HaGayim and their influences upon us will change how we do things, even though we started it that way. Even though we started it. Like we find in the Torah, it used to be, it's mamish by the Avos HaKadoshim, that the Mizbeach used to be one shtick rock. And then the Goyim started to adopt that practice as using them as Mizbeach as one. And then it was changed into making out of Avonim, Avonim. Because Avos HaKadosh himself, that's how the Goyim were doing it, they were copying, so they changed.
At some point you run out of options if they then copy this. I'm not being, any of the other stuff.
Well, then if they start doing that, then you go back to the first thing.
You can always do both.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Lo yilbash begadim ikarim. A person shouldn't wear such expensive clothes. Kidav is it maybe suddenly the gap. A person is walking around in a certain dress and an attire where he feels like the clothes are what makes the man. Yeah? So then that's not appropriate. A person has to know what a beged is for. Lo begadim chusim oyle meluchlachim. Shouldn't be something which is pachas, which is not a good quality. Shouldn't be dirty. Should have clothes which are nice, which are clean, which are down the road, which are respectable, like jewelry. No, perfect. The person should, having shoes is something which is very important, not just the halachic zach, but even in Pnimius it seems that way as well. It's very interesting that a person should sell the walls of his house that he has shoes for his feet. Very interesting halacha. This is a guiding principle in hashkafa halacha, is that the middle of the road is the way to go. And how a person conducts himself in ruchnias and agashmias, that's the middle path is the way. Halacha dalid, this is what we were just speaking about before. The halachas of yamin and small. Very interesting halachas. But again, this is one of those halachas where you see that the concept of shivi seshan lenegdi samid is really on a very detailed, and it makes its way into halacha on every level. But the pnimius of the halacha, yamin and small, how else do you explain this? We see that yamin, every avoid in the Beis HaMikdash has to be done with the right hand. And the miluim by the Kohanim of Aaron Uvanov. So that recipe which is placed on their earlobe and on the hand and on the foot was always on the right side. Vishal Mitzayra, and for Taras and Mitzayra, same thing. And the Indian Mitzvah Chalitza, the right foot. So we see right comes first. Like we see in this past week's parsha, the Yamin was placed on the Reish Ephraim and not on the Reish Menashe. And Yosef objected to that, but Yaakov knew what he was doing. So you see Yamin goes back. When it comes to dress, so the Yamin is the priority. But when it comes to taking off shoes, we take off the left first because that's the covered for the yamin. But the yamin should be last. Achrin chavit. The achlein in kshira, when it comes to tying what? We'll see momentarily. So tying things, left takes precedent because when it comes to the mitzvah of kshira, which is tefillin, it goes on the left side. Any time kshira is involved, shel shemal techila, the left should take priority.
Even if you're iter yad.
If you're iter yad, so then take a look at number 3. On the bottom, yakdim shel yamin leshel shemal, but iter yad yakdim yamin da alma. Yeah. Yamin da alma, which is his small. So kigomin olam, so anything which has to do with kshira, kigomin olam sheish ben kshira, tying shoes, nayel shel yamin ve'ino kosher, so you put on your right shoe first, but you don't tie it. V'nayel es shel smol v'kosher, so then you put on your left shoe, and then you tie the left shoe, ve'achar kach kosher shel yamin, and then you tie the right shoe, v'chein v'shar zan, so too, with other things. So we see that the sheet of the kitzer is that when it comes to tying, it's lav davka shoes. Anything which has to do with tying, left comes first. Now when it comes to putting on shoes, or putting on begadim, so the right comes first. What's another example of putting on the right first with a beged? What other beged do you put on the right first?
Shirt sleeve.
So maybe a shirt sleeve, right? Okay. Maybe it comes to the sleeve. Well, it's one item. It's not like it's two separate items. So do you say that you put on your right arm first and then your left arm? No, you don't think so much? Let's see.
I don't know.
Also, let's say you're putting on gloves. A gloves would be another example of that, right? You have two pairs of gloves.
Looks like this goes off, and then this goes.
Right.
Okay, but that's habit. That's not...
So now it'll be halacha.
Yeah.
Put on the right first? Baruch
Hashem. Yeah,
okay. Because we're going to see that. That's a shita. So let's take a look at number 2 downstairs.
If you're a lefty, why... If the shoresh is rooted because it's chesed and gevura, what's the difference if it's your left or right? The chesed is still right and
because for you, again, in halacha and in pnimius, what defines left and right is not the chitzonius of it, of where it's placed. It's how it's used. So your right arm is your strong arm, and your left arm is more versatile than your right. That's why right and left is also like isha, right? So the right is stronger. There's a certain tkifas that the right has. So a man has more of a tkifas than a woman has. But a woman is much more versatile than a man. If he had to juggle the things that she has to do, that's why Nashim Daitin Kalas saying, isn't a klala, it's a bracha. Meaning, Nashim Daitin Kalas means that they're able, because they have a das kal, they don't get so attached to certain things. So she's able to do the laundry and pick up the kids and even to have it to run a business and to do all these types of things all at once, because they attach themselves to inyanim in ways which are kalas, which they don't completely throw themselves into the inyan. In doing so, they're able to juggle 1,000 balls. So they're able to run a house because so many things need to happen all at once. So your left hand is much more versatile than your right hand. Many people, they drive with their left even though they are righties, b'etzem, because you could do much more. You can move your left arm in a way which is much more flexible than your right arm. Even when you catch with your left, even though you may throw with your right, because you can move your left hand in ways which you can't move your right arm.
Well, that's also a function of many of us grew up, well, maybe not any of you, but I grew up stick shift. So stick shift, your right hand had to be, unless it's so now in England, so then it's the other way around. But your left hand was on the steering wheel while you're manipulating the...
Right. You know, somebody like us, you know, much younger generation.
Yes. Thank you.
So we never even touched the stick shift. I don't even know how to say it in my life. So when we're driving if I drive naturally with my left, I see that it just gatenished when you're going like this with the right. It's a certain koyach that the right hand has that it's not so flexible.
All right. So in Italian, by Shmonesa, this is what we do, right? You put the yamin over the small, which is the so. But in Italian, wouldn't do it go like this, would he?
No, I think he would, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But in Pnimius and in Halacha, what defines right and left is not necessarily, not always, but it's the Pnimius of it. How you use it. Like, what isn't in Pnimius? Beneath the surface. You can look at it externally. Like right and left is determined by how. Which is why when it comes to putting on tefillin, how do you define your right and your left? In Halacha, how do you use these arms? Are you ambidextrous? It makes for a difference. If your right is your left and your left is your right, well, how do you define that? It depends on how you use it. How do you use those arms? Let's take a look at number 2. Hikpidu gedoli hadoris ma'oid shagam kaftoiri habgodim yuboifin shamin habegin alasma. That when it comes to the buttons, right, that the buttons should be on the right side, as opposed that the buttons should be in a way where the right goes over the left. Meaning, not like me, unfortunately, but here you see that this left part of the baguette is over the right side of the baguette.
You need a new shirt.
Well, surely we would start making these types of shirts. Then
it's not like we haven't been approached.
Oh, really? So then, let's do it. Let's go.
So the women's
in the ladies is like that.
Yeah, the women's are.
So then we have
so that's because, it, because in the Sitra Acha, the Tzad Smol is higher. Huh? So that's not. It doesn't really become. They don't define the standards of Begadisha. Now, how you make your buttons not Begadisha. It's the Begad itself. But you know that in the Sitra Achad, the Chem Kodesh writes in Pashas Vayechi, and it's well known Kabbalah that the tzad of the Gevuros is higher than the Chassadim. But in the Kedusha, the Chassadim is higher than the Gevuros, which means that in the Kedusha, the right over the left. But in the Sitra Achad, the left dominates the right. That's why even a bigger mechashif than Paro in the 6 parashas, the biggest mechashif in all of Mitzrayim, the Mepharshim say, was Eishes Paro. She was the one. Eishes Paro. So Memela, in women's clothing, so it's taka right, that their buttons are on the opposite side. Right? Because in the klipa, the Isha is considered to be the tzad yamin of them. So Memela, by them, that's the way it should be. But by the men, it's the opposite. They're more chalash, they're more secondary to that. So the ma'isa is ma'isha, we have to start. We gotta start working on this.
Good luck.
V'chein v'shar dvarim. So it's not just an inyan in the kaftari v'godim, but in any situation, yamin over small. K'goyim b'chitzat agof. Yish l'rchot tzadi min kaidim. In the shower, right? The right side should be washed before the left side. V'chein gam sefer kaidish shar d'v'kdushi lish l'kachtum yad yamin. You're picking up a sefer. Pick it up with your right. That's why the Kohanim are called Yamin, right? The Kohanim go first because the Chesed, Kohen is Chesed, and Levim is small. The Kidashtai means the Kohen goes first. That's like the equivalent to saying the Yamin goes first. And even when it comes to Pelagufa is a person who.
Peleg is the. The part.
The part, yeah. Okay, so any part of the body which there's a right, the right goes first as opposed to the left. That's why the tzaddikim say that, you know the expression in America, ladies first? Mm-hmm. Ladies first is that's mitzvah sitra achra, to say ladies first.
But he doesn't say that you have to put the right sleeve. It just says pele gufo elyon.
Top.
Put on your undershirt before your underwear, he says.
Right. But it means yeah. It means anything, because he said before, b'chein b'shar dvar. B'chein b'shar dvar means in any inyan, the right would come first.
Is that a plug for Ishimini also? Ishimini? what's Ishimini?
Why the name Ishimini?
Binyamin?
So two reasons why. First of all, so my full name is Mordechai Yoshua. So Mordechai in the Torah is called Ishimini.
Right. But why is he called Ishimini?
Because he comes from Binyamin.
Yeah.
Yehuda Binyamin.
The Binyamini should have said.
Binyamin is Ishimini, yes.
Why Yamini?
Why is Binyamin? Well, Benyamin. No. But that's why Binyamin is called Ishimini.
Is there a deeper meaning to Ishimini?
I mean, my Rebbe's name is also Mordechai. So I feel, Talmud feels that his Atzlacha comes from his Rebbe's Shairish. So I said to my Rebbe, I think we should name the Sefer. I'll tell you the truth. I was going to name the Sefer Kivshana Esh, because all the Shirim come from Esh Kodesh. I told that to Rav Matal, I told it to my Rebbe, and he said, it's too much din, people are not going to pick up the Sefer.
Yeah.
I told it to Rav Mordechai, I told it to Rav Weinberger about it too. It's too much din, such a name. So then he said, Ishimini is like really very much chesed. And the Gemara is the Chazal say, Allah Birtzano Yisparach Levers Elam V'midas Adin. And then he was Mishtatif V'midas Arachim. So here too, there was a Havimina that it should be Bederech Din, Kishan Aish. It was turned down. And so the Ishimini, but I said to my Rabbi, I said, Rabbi, we should name it Ishimini because your name is Mordechai. He said, but your name is Mordechai. We should name it Ishimini because your name is Mordechai. But also Yeshua was also Ishimini in this past week's Pasha because when Yaakov gave the brachas to the right hand, he put it on Ephraim, because he saw Yehoshua would come from Ephraim. That's why. V'zaro yihim alei agoyim, Rashi says, he sees Yeshua's coming from him. So he puts his yamin on Menashe, on Ephraim, because of Yeshua. So even Yeshua is called Ishimini. But another, the real reason why it was chosen, because Ish is also like an Ish Kodesh. Ish is Ish. So I wanted that the name Ish Kodesh should be in the name as a karas hatoyev, because, to the Rav and to the Shul, because the Shiurim came from Ish Kodesh, so that's the reason. So let's look at number six. B'chein b'shar b'gadim. Right, so the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, this is not just an inyan when it comes to shoes, this is an inyan when it comes to all b'gadim. B'chein kasvu oid achronim, sheshar b'gadim dinam kimin olim l'kshira. Right, so this was about kshira, we spoke already before about putting on b'gadim, but this is about kshira. Kshira, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, not a din in shoes. It's not a din in tying things, meaning only shoes. It's a din in all. In Yanam, where they're going to be making connections. Let's see in a second. The like Mishnah Berurah shekasa sheish lahaklim kshira smotchila rak bin ha'olim. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Many poskim disagree with that. Amnon Roma poskim naktu ka'arav ha'machavakan sheish lahaklim kshira smol b'chol ha'bgadim. Most poskim agree with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that it's a din in all matters of kesher. Well, if he's that, it would come out. Yesh lahakim kshira small. The whole sugi kshira, any type of kshira, could go in karsim, krasim, hooks, ruchsin, zippers, kaftorim, buttons, and I don't know what this word is.
Scotch?
Scotch?
I think it's
scotch.
Velcro.
Velcro. Oh, very good. The chayotze, any type of kesher is made. Kedas roev hapoiskin. Gives us more to keep in mind. The whole reason why this started was because of tefillin. Tefillin is b'smol. So does that mean that we're being taught a principle because of tefillin, that anytime there's kesher, it doesn't matter who, the sad small should come first? Or do we say no, that it's a din in people who wear tefillin, that they have to be mocked in the sad small? That's a machlokes as well. As such, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach held that women don't have to be mocked in that, because It's in halacha, the shayrish comes from tefillin. Let's just do number seven, because it's actually no. We're gonna hold off on seven because it's almost 7:30, and let's give some time for shachar. I thought it was in the same halacha, halacha dal, but it's in halacha hey. So we'll get to that next Hashem on Wednesday.